When it comes to starting the summer garden, people can get really excited.
We're going to plant onions, corn, carrots. We got a whole bunch of cabbage plants and tomato plants and all that good stuff. And we eat off of it all summer, and then we freeze a bunch of it and eat it all winter. It's fantastic. We got a great big garden.
79-year-old Freddie Vinard has kept his home garden on the S-curved road to Crawford since 1941. And as excited as he is to get started, he also says it's best to wait.
You don't want to any time plant till after the 18th of May because you can get frost.
Freddie says it's an old-timer saying that it can snow 18 inches in the middle of May. But on May 5th, Joy Vinard, Freddie's wife, was buying seeds at the Paonia Farm and Home Store to plant right away.
I'm out this weekend. I'm going to put it in tomorrow.
And you're okay with it being before May 18th?
I have to be.
When to garden isn't just a question of timing. It's also a question of convenience.
1.5
Dan
ounces.
Chisholm works the seed counter at the Paonia Farm and Home Store, and he's heard it all.
Some people say Mother's Day. More people say Memorial Day, even in a year like this.
This year's unusually early spring gave many people confidence that they could put their tender plants out early without fear of frost.
The false sense of security, basically. Like, it seemed impossible.
Marion Pierce woke up Saturday morning before Memorial Day to high winds, low temperatures, and her basil plants in trouble. While it all took her by surprise, the frost itself seemed strangely like clockwork.
Even though the weather forecast said it was only getting to get down to 38 when I stepped outside and I saw the beginning of blackness to climb from the tips of the leaves' edges. It was like, oh, it's the 26th, of course.
Marion says she should have known better that 2 years ago it snowed in the middle of June. But when it feels like June in the middle of April, how do people decide when it's time to plant?
That's certainly an area that, with climate change, we're interested in looking at in more detail.
Mark Schwartz studies the timings of spring, the start of the spring growing season, and the dates of the last spring frost.
There are some places where the last frost events are getting earlier along with the warming, and there are other places where they're not.
And when Schwartz takes
Let's
a look,
see, last
Colorado is a place where frost dates appear not to be changing.
So you're seeing more warmer days, but the number of cold days are still there. They're not disappearing altogether.
So many of the last frost dates, handed down from person to person or even generation to generation, can still hold true. Still, Schwartz says specific dates are largely derived from probabilities.
In the last 30 years, how many times was there a frost after that particular date?
For example, according to the National Climate Data Center, there's at least a 10% chance of a frost up to June 2nd in Paonia. So a Memorial Day frost is unlikely, but not unusual.
It has nothing to do with the actual weather on a particular year. It's just giving you it just from a bettor's point of view.
From the point of view of residents this last weekend, the betting odds for frost varied wildly from up on the mesas, down in the creeks, and even among neighbors.
Mother Nature didn't go along with us this year.
Fred and Joy Vinard didn't escape unscathed from planting early this May, but they fared better than their daughter next door.
My daughter says it froze her plants down almost to the ground, but ours is protected a little bit where it's at, so it's not near as bad.
Hopefully, with a bit of luck, perhaps a new batch of seeds, it won't be near as bad for other gardeners too. I See Change is produced by Julia Kumari-Drapkin and brought to you by KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio, and Localore, a national public media initiative produced by AIR, the Association for Independence in Radio, with financial support by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Wincote Foundation, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Our theme music was produced by Joe Allen and Issa Caress.
I see.